George Washington and the American Revolutionary War. Written by Bill McKinney. Narrated by Don T. Bye. Introduction. There is no absence of historical coverage about George Washington and the American Revolution. However, much of the writing on Washington is contaminated by hero worship or hero denunciation. This book is not concerned with determining whether Washington's acts were right or wrong within a moral context. Given the cultural gap between the present world and Washington's 18th century, such an estimation is impractical. Rather, this book attempts to examine Washington's time as Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army from four separate viewpoints. Three of the views are narratives, while the final chapter is still a narrative, but with a focus on the larger picture in the study. Most notably, this book is concerned with Washington's character and style as it applied to carrying out his duties as the military representative of the American Revolution. While it focuses on Washington during the Revolutionary War, it is not a military history in the conventional context. The chapter on Washington's military style is the study's most in-depth exploration of conventional military history. However, a large amount of time was spent reviewing various military histories by scholars such as W. J. Wood and Bruce Lancaster. In the annals of American history, one name stands out over all others, George Washington. Washington's presence in the war, as well as the extensive literature on the subject, encourage us to explore Washington's multifaceted involvement in the Revolutionary War. This book delves into issues such as, why did Washington lead the army? How did he work for his colleagues and Congress? And how did his contemporaries see him after the war? By objectively analyzing these questions, a more detailed understanding of Washington can be achieved. The colonial newspapers were a perfect place for people to admire or criticize Washington's character. But so were the theaters and tavern drinking halls, where many people sang songs of praise for one of the two Georges. Religion was a major motivator for people to join the fight for American independence, and Washington was often referred to as the American Moses. It is possible to explain how Washington became a metaphor for America as a whole by investigating what Washington meant to different classes of individuals, including loyalists. It's no surprise that many contemporary Americans have lost contact with Washington. Not only has his world gone, but his symbol has been over-commercialized and oversimplified. Such treatment of Washington does not do justice to Washington's and the entire revolutionary generation's contributions. When read in depth, the story of how Washington led the army offers an accurate look into the formation of the American Republic, as well as an understanding of how Washington came to be seen as a metaphor for America, not just as a poor leader who never erred, but as a man who embodied a shared connection between several separate people. Chapter 1. The Relationship Between Washington and Congress. The connection between George Washington as Commander-in-Chief of the mainland army and the Continental Congress showed large numbers of the qualities and shortcomings of the United States. Washington's and Congress's relationship was complex, no doubt. Undoubtedly, the relationship was brought about for a specific need with no reasonable sign of what the future may bring. The tone of Washington and others at the start of threats showed that many ideas the contention would in no time be settled. Before Washington left
Sample complete. Ready to continue?